Anti-government protesters in Thailand marched in the capital, Bangkok, again today, carrying empty coffins in memory of comrades killed at the weekend in the country's worst political violence since the Black May Uprising in 1992. Dr. Charles Mumfinvichin Chai from St. John's University in Bangkok said the protesters themselves are not clear on what they want.
There's a large group that, yes, they definitely support Thaksin, and by dissolving the house, they wish that they will get their hands on power, and apparently, according to their views, everyone will be rich again. That's one group. Another group is a purely sort of pro-democracy group, where they say that Mr. Abhisit does not have a mandate to control the government because he did not come through a direct election. And there's also a third, well, definitely a minority group, which wants to get rid of the so-called elite in Thailand. They haven't really quite defined who the elite are. Regarding the violence, they have released these autopsy reports for most of the dead. Most of them died apparently from high-caliber or high-velocity rifle bullets. But that doesn't really tell us much because both sides seem to be heavily armed. And if you have any listeners in Bangkok, I'd appreciate it if you could spread the word around that the hospitals need more blood.
Meanwhile, Thailand's Election Commission has found the ruling party guilty of misusing poll donations and recommended its dissolution. The commission's decision will have to be endorsed by the Constitutional Court for the Democrat Party of Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachiwa to be disbanded. No date has yet been set for the court to hear the case.